WCEF Mobile.
Deal 4HX.
Did I hear Ken?
On the right frequency, KN4TFW.
Ken? Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Ken. Yeah, I just thought it was weird. I heard Patrick, and then I heard... ain't like I ain't ever done it, though. I think I answered Patrick one day. He called out, and I called back on the Tron repeater, and never heard anything. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going on. I finally looked at my radio and saw that was transmitting on the VVFO.
With having a dual VFO.
I have done the same thing.
Cool this morning.
Hey, how can you see the moon? It's so foggy here.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's like a little sliver.
Been see 75 yards.
Pull the dense fog advisory on the app. I was checking to see if it was supposed to rain. And I haven't seen any fog yet.
Up here, I can see the moon like Andrew's talking about. But I imagine once I get down there close to the state line, it'll be nice and foggy.
Little microbrewery is on a... 290 right before you get to Wade Hampton.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you can't even see the light at Wade Hampton from there.
Pretty dense.
And they had a shooting on Wade Hampton and St. Mark's.
A corner from your house.
Police stopped somebody, had a gun in the seat and drugs in the car.
My wife was telling me there was a hatchet-wielding woman in a Walgreens or something in Bowling Springs last night while we were at Boy Scouts.
You'd be able to carry one of those when you go hiking.
Outlawing stupid people first, and then I think we can fix a lot of stuff.
That's beachy. A lot of traffic up here this morning for this little road. Well, what's going on?
Resolution to get started earlier.
The Bavard, I don't know, they're going the wrong way. There's no jobs over here.
Factories, what, one in Gaffney and one down in Clinton that was closing up in the next couple of months?
Radio yesterday, like, one of them was 200 and something people that were going to displace.
And in Gaffney, it was at least 200. I don't know about the place in Clinton.
Guys, my ladder story.
I've heard this one.
Yeah, I don't think so.
A 40-foot extension ladder for work, and have it, you know, and they were going to ship it. So it come in, and a little foot was broke off of it. Got an RMA, send it back. Very next day, same broken ladder come back, and I sent it back. Then. I think a day or two, the new ladder came in, and then right after it, the same broken ladder came in from a different carrier.
You'd have that broken ladder.
That's what I was thinking. I won't put it right on that boomerang ladder because I just can't get rid of it. It keeps coming back.
You did not want to, like, ship it back. Like, it's just so big that you didn't want to fool with it.
Twice it came Southeastern, the next time it came FedEx Freight. Get back to where it came from.
How to deal with it?
I did my shortwave listening radio down to three different ones. You guys got to help me. It's either that Texon PL880 or the Seat Crane Skywave SSB. Or the ATS-25.
That was a tough one. The only thing I would highly recommend is digital. But I've heard a lot of good things about the Sea Crane.
I do NOAA and aviation, where the Texon won't do the aviation, and then the ATS doesn't do NOAA or aviation. But I guess it's got that. What is it, Arduino or something like that?
software in it?
But I know, I've definitely heard really, really good things about the Sea Crane brand. They're supposed to be really good. And the Texon or whatever it is, those are supposedly really good. Those two you probably couldn't go wrong with. Like I said, if they're digital, I would, you know, whichever one you like best, I would pick up. And I've seen people make antenna extensions for them, where they just take a loop of wire and put an alligator clip on the end of it. So to make the radio pick up better, they will just put a length of wire onto it and then use the alligator clip to attach it to the antenna.
Come with a real type antenna that hooks onto that, but they also have a BNC to hook a real antenna.
Look at I believe it's Eaton brand.
What is that one?
It does a lot of camping stuff, Teton. KO4CEM.
I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I looked at it. I know I was looking pretty heavily at those or the Sea Crane when I was looking at them. But I never pulled the trigger.
Yes, has a touch screen, and it has I don't want to say a waterfall, but it'll run through a band and show you where all the signals are.
Something you would have is, especially like with a bigger display, or maybe even the Arduino, would be is how fast does it chew through batteries and how many does it take? Because, I mean, you know, most of the time you're not going to be listening to the shortwave, but when you need it in an emergency situation, or say your power was out and you wanted to listen to NOAA, you know, the question there is, all right, well, how do you power the radio? Is it rechargeable batteries? Does it take a bunch of AA or what? So that would probably the only downside I could see, but as long as you have fresh batteries in it, it should last for a while, depending on how much that display chews through battery life.
Yes, they all have rechargeable batteries by USB.
I think you got a tough choice on your hand. I'd probably go with the Sea Crane if it was me, but just because I've heard so much good about them. If I buy another one, it'll probably be a Sea Crane. I ended up going with a cheaper little brand, had the crank on it, and a little solar thing on top of it. Got a little rechargeable battery in it, but you know, it's an analog display with a dial, and that thing's a pain in the butt to try to tune in.
The Texon, it only has one dial, and you have to hit a button to make the dial go to a fine tune, where the other one, the Sea Crane, has the, you know, two dials, one for fine tune and one for, you know, coarse tuning.
Website, is it SW Listening or Short? It stands for Shortwave Listening, and I think they might have some reviews of different radios. I'll see if I can find the website. I'll send you a link to it today because I've been on it a time or two, and I just can't remember if it had reviews or not, but I'll send you the link to it today. If they do have reviews, I'm sure they give a better opinion on each of those radios, possibly.
Website SWLING, and but they had some reviews on, I don't know, one of them I was looking at, and you know, none of these radios were in the top five.
7,300 for the top five.
You know, $400 and $500 listening radios. It's like, dang, I can get a cheap HF for like that.
Engineering has one, and it's like $200 or $300.
Place that's got that Texon.
One thing about shortwave is just trying to find stations when they're active and all that stuff. You know, because they have different transmitting schedules. That was the one thing I found with shortwave that's just really weird, was trying to figure out what you could hear and when you could hear it and all that good stuff.
Count on the bands, I guess, depending on the time of day and, you know, and what band does better at that time of day.
My 7,300, and I'll tune around every once in a while. try to listen to some of the covert number stations and stuff like that?
Any of those yet? I heard it just calls out a string of numbers, but I don't know what frequency.
One yet either. I don't know if I just can't hear it or what. I don't know. So, you know, I'll tune around every once in a while whenever I just kind of get interested. I watch a YouTube video or something, and I start looking, and then I end up losing interest, and I quit.
What all I need to get my radio hooked to the computer just so I can see a waterfall.
Hey, guys, I need the QSY 285.
04 CEF QSY.
PFW QSY.